Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another cue. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. Woo! But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake. No, no, not yet. Whoa. Well, hello there, my wee roller coaster rider. Welcome to episode 2 of season 2. Whoa. I'm your host, Mugano. And let me just start by saying thank you so much for joining me. I love catching up with you every week here on my podcast. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining the ride. Guys, get this. In 48 hours' time, not when you hear this, but when I'm recording this, right? It's currently Monday and it's just coming 3 p.m. In 48 hours' time, guess where I'm going to be? Guess. Have you guessed yet? Have you got your answer ready? Yes, you know, I'm going to Ibiza. Whoa, we're going to Ibiza. Whoa, back to the islands. I'm going to Ibiza. Woo! I know I've got a cheek because I was literally just in Ibiza like 3 weeks ago, but that was work, in inverted commas, work. This time, I'm going to Ibiza with my best friends. It's been a holiday we've been waiting on literally for 3 years. We, as in the whole world collectively, because we've all been through that shitty pandemic. So it's finally time to go on holiday with your friends, with your family, with your boyfriend, on your own, whoever it may be. It's finally time to go wherever you want to go and make some memories. Cherish the fun times, guys. We all deserve it. So today and tomorrow consists of Ibiza prep, like getting myself all ready, mainly going to like all my beauty appointments, getting myself all glam for the White Isle. Is it the White Isle or White Island? Did I say this last time? Who knows? Getting myself all ready for Ibiza, and I'm not being funny, but what a graft it is. Like, that this is no joke. This is work to get yourself ready for holiday. So I actually got on to thinking, I should talk about this. You know, there's definitely pros and cons to getting yourself ready for your holidays. So today I thought that's what we're going to discuss. Everything from buying clothes, getting rid of unwanted hair, to our holiday body standards that we set ourselves. We're going to dive into all and just kind of discuss, is this really worth it? There doesn't really need to be any kind of order in which we discuss this. So we're just going to start anywhere. Anyway, let's start with something that I do find quite fun and enjoyable when it comes to holiday prep. So we're going to start with buying new clothes slash outfits, etc, etc. So I love holiday shopping. Like, I really, really do. Especially for Ibiza, which is where I'm going, obviously. Because that is my kind of jam. Those are my kind of outfits. Like, really funky, quite crazy, really out there. Almost costumes, to be honest. I really do enjoy shopping for Ibiza because it's outfits I wouldn't normally wear. I can shop on websites that I don't usually shop on. I put a lot of effort and time into these outfits. However, dun dun dun, I suppose there actually is negatives to this as well. The need to buy a brand new outfit for every single day you're away. So say you're away for a week, like I am. The need to buy 7 new outfits. And actually, to be honest, it's more like 14. Because you have like something you wear during the day and then you get changed out at night. The need to buy 14 new outfits. That is really, really, really expensive. Regardless of where you shop. Whether you're shopping at Primark, Shein, or you're shopping on, I don't know, Farfetch or Flannels. It all adds up. It's a lot to buy a lot of new outfits. And obviously you don't need
to buy new outfits. I'm sure there's people out there who don't buy new outfits, but like, let's be serious. When do you see, like, say I was wearing this gorgeous dress on day one of Ibiza and I posted a picture on it. If I posted it again on day six, you would be like, but you've already worn that. Like, it's not the norm to rewear your clothes on holiday. Like, and it's also kind of not the norm to wear something I wore, say, when I was in Ibiza 3 weeks ago again. Like, we've kind of created this standard of we don't outfit repeat. We certainly don't outfit repeat holiday clothes, is something I'd say. Like, yeah, we'll wear the same kind of jeans and cargos and whatnot over and over again at home. But when it comes to holiday, I feel like it is just standard that everybody has a full new holiday wardrobe. And it's crazy because, like, people are definitely, I feel like the majority of us are spending out with their means because you feel this pressure. It's like, I can't really afford this outfit, but I need to get it because that's what we all do. If I was to total up what I've spent for Ibiza, I'd probably be sick. And I've not even bought like any like designer items or anything. It's just like kind of outfits I can wear going out to clubs, accessories, whatnot. That would be an alarming amount of money. And I'm purposefully not totaling it up because I'd be raging at myself. I don't know if this next point is something other people can relate to or if it's maybe just because of my job or whatever, but I feel a need, like an absolute need, to find like cool, unique outfits for specifically Ibiza. Like, I'll never just like, say I went on PLT, right? PLT has a lot of nice like holiday bits. I'll never just like settle on it. For example, for Ocean Beach, I was really struggling to find swimwear that I thought was cool, something that I liked. Sorry, excuse me. I'm drinking lots of peppermint tea, but we'll get on to that. Oh, dearie me. Sorry, as I was saying, I was really struggling this year to find like cool swimwear that I'd like feel comfortable in, whatever. And I went on Pretty Little Thing and they have a lot of nice stuff. If anyone is struggling holiday-wise, they've got loads of nice wee bikinis with like matching dresses, matching trousers, matching tops, whatnot. And I thought, this is all stunning. And I loved it, but I wasn't buying it to wear to Ocean Beach because I was like, no, but I need to wear something like really different and really like out there so that I can get like a cool picture. Like, I need to do that. And it's like, but why? Nobody else has said that except me. Now, actually, I'm happy with my outfit for Ocean Beach, but I've bought two of the one thing because I bought the wrong size the first time and I can't return it. So I'm instantly down double the amount of money. Then I went and bought this bag. Everything's from like America, so it was quite stressful, like making sure deliveries were going to come in time. I think it looks cool, but I also do look a bit like a clown. Like, it is kind of ridiculous. And it's like, why though did I not just settle on the PLT outfit? Like, I don't know if I'm making any sense here, but I do just find this like overwhelming pressure to get really cool and out there outfits. And it doesn't make a lot of sense. So yeah, the holiday clothes one's a bit of an odd one for me. I really enjoy holiday shopping. I love like putting all my outfits together. I love like feeling confident in my outfit when I'm there. But I also do find it really stressful, not finding like cool enough outfits. Obviously, it definitely puts quite a strain in your bank account, which isn't so good because realistically, you wear these things once. I'm lucky that I successfully sell quite a lot of items on Depop, but like still, like, it's crazy. The next thing that should be fun, and I mean is fun, like I do enjoy doing this, but I suppose it's also dangerously expensive, is all the blooming appointments you go to before you go. I'm not being funny, but see Callum, he'll maybe get a haircut and he'll maybe go for a wee sunbed before we go, and that's him. Bob's your uncle. I'm going nail appointments, lash appointments, brow appointments, sometimes hair appointments, wax appointments, toenail appointments. Like, this is a lot. I am very, very, very lucky that with my job, I actually do get gifted or get these services for free in order for me to promote them. And oh my God, am I thankful for that? Because I'm not being funny. If I was to add up the cost of all the appointments I go to before every holiday without fail, like, I wouldn't dream on going on holiday without my nails done, without my eyebrows done, without my eyelashes done, without my toenails done, without a wax. I wouldn't dream of going away without those things. So see, if I was to add all those services up for every holiday, to get it before every holiday, you're looking, you must be looking at about 200, maybe even £300 on top of your holiday itself, on top of all your clothes, on top of your spending money. Like, Jesus, Joni. Again, I know these appointments and services are not mandatory. Like, Ibiza is not going to turn me away if I don't have my nails done. They're still going to let me through, given my passport details are correct and I'm fully vaccinated. But, like, when do you go to Ibiza and see people without their nails done or without their eyelashes done? Like, it is just the norm to get all of these things done before you go. Like, out of all the five girls I'm going on holiday with, no, four,
I'm the fifth.
Out of all the five of us, all of us are getting all these appointments. Like, it's just a complete norm. It's nuts. But it makes you feel great. Oh. Speaking of nails, I just got my Ibiza nails this morning. And oh my lord, check out my Instagram. They're all like swirly, like neon, but pastel colours. And then 3D, yep, you heard me right, 3D, smiley face, flower, cherries, mushroom, alien, and a wee like diamante M. They are incredibly extra. Like, this is Ibiza nails if I've ever seen them. They're absolutely stunning. So I got my nails done this morning. I'm sounding like an absolute hypocrite because I'm doing it all, but you know, this is just an open discussion. And tonight I'm going to get my eyelashes and eyebrows done. And tomorrow morning is the wax. So that actually brings me on to the next topic, which is hair removal. Hair removal and body hair or whatever is one of those topics that's so, like, in my opinion, like, so up in the air. Like, I personally do not like having body hair. It's my preference to be bodily bald. But is that because growing up, it's just been a thing that girls don't have hairy armpits, girls don't have hairy legs? Is that why I don't like it? Or say every girl had hairy armpits, would I still shave mine? Probably not. Probably not. You just kind of do what the majority do. But I also hate having body hair. Who really knows what the reasoning is? Is there's like deep-rooted, I don't know, standards that are there, and that's why I don't like having body hair. But for the purpose of this story, I do not like having body hair. But that being said, like, I don't shave every day. Like, I will let my legs get hairy. I'll let my armpits get hairy. I'll let
the other area
get hairy before I shave it. But for holiday, it's like, in my eyes, it's absolutely criminal that I have a single hair on my body. And so that shouldn't be a problem. Like, there's multiple ways these days on how you can remove your body hair. Amazing. But it's not really that simple. Like, so I'll explain my, like, body, my hair type to use on my body. So my armpits, I feel like if I shaved them right this second, in approximately 0.5 seconds, I would see the stubble again. It doesn't seem to disappear. Down there in the Lady Garden region, again, the hair grows back really quick. It's dark. Oh my God, I feel like I'm giving you a real visual here. I'm really sorry for whatever is popping into your imagination right now. But it's dark. It's quite thick. Oh my God, why am I telling you this? This is exactly what TMI means. Too much information, Megano. Too much information. Anywho, we're on the topic now. So, again, if I shave down there, I feel like if I shave down there, it doesn't even look like I have shaved. Like, it's still visibly there. And then say you shave the next day, you're going to have razor bumps, rashes, irritation. Oh my God. See, putting on a bikini over like a freshly shaven vagine. Oh my word. It is, to me, there's nothing worse. No, I cannot brave that. Like, you do see people, and I've been there myself before on holiday with like really sore looking razor bumps and rashes, and I think, you poor soul, like, why do we put ourselves through this? And then even when your bikini's wet and like rubs off it, oh, it is utter hell. So I have started in recent years, like probably the past 4 or 5 years, have started getting waxed because it generally does work wonders and it'll last a full holiday. But Oh my God, the waxing stories. So I got my first Hollywood wax when I went to Magaluf, I'm sure. I don't know what year that was, maybe like 2017, 2018. Oh, utter hell, like utter hell. I mean, I'm lying on the bed, obviously, pants off, lying there, gripping onto the side of the bed. I have cold sweats, like I feel cold, but my body is dripping in sweat. I'm shaking, I'm screaming, I can't sit still. Like, I honestly cannot explain to you how agonising I found this wax. Like, it is the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. And that's probably quite a good thing to say. Like, thank God I've not been hit by a bus, for example, because I'm sure, realistically, the bus would hurt more than the Hollywood wax. But Christ almighty, when I say this makes me unwell, right? But anyway, I go to MAGA, I'm like, well, this is amazing. I got a solid 11 days out of this, not a hair in sight. So it comes to next year, I'm going to Ibiza and go back to the same place. And it's almost like how I'd imagine pregnancy is. Like, people say you forget how sore childbirth is because the result's so amazing, you have this child. So I can relate, you know, this wax was terrible, but I was bald down there. My full holiday, it was amazing. So, I walk back in, here again for a wax. No, I have not forgotten the pain of this wax. This, oh, I just can't, it feels, it. See, even hearing it rip off, like, down on the most private part of your body, the pain is throbbing. I even, like, had, like, where all the hair had come out, lots of dots of blood. Is that normal? Is it? Because to me, it doesn't seem normal. I don't feel like that is something I should be paying to have done. Agony. I'm talking the second time I couldn't even drive after it. Like, I had to walk about Paisley Road West, if you're familiar with the area, just pacing up and down. I was like, I can't bring myself to drive my car. I'm in so much pain. So the waxing really has been a problem for me, and I will admit I have a very low pain threshold. I do, but that, you know, I didn't choose that life. That doesn't make things any easier for me. I am screaming in pain. I am a bit of a drama queen, but I'm also been true to myself. Like, how much pain I look like I'm in is genuinely how much pain I am in. But then I'm like, I can't shave. Like, I actually cannot shave on holiday. It would look and feel horrendous. So that has been a bit of a battle for me for years now, because I've always just went back. And progressively, last year when I went away with Molly, I didn't get the full Hollywood because I said no. I sat down and she'd done like half, and I was like, sorry, that will do. Like, I am out of here. I'm talking, I pay for the full wax and I cannot sit through it. Like, no. However, this year, guys, top tip here, if you're going to learn one lesson, make sure it's this. I went, obviously, to Ibiza a couple of weeks ago, and I went to somewhere new. My friend Liv recommended I go to, if you're from Glasgow, Oakwood Hair and Beauty in Paisley, and go to Francis. And Liv was like, Megan, I swear you'll find it fine. I was like, you're lying to me. Like, clearly you're just a lot braver than me. Like, I'm going to find this so bad. So I went to the appointment dreading it. Like, I genuinely had even put on my story, like, how can I make this a less painful experience? Like, somebody help. I was considering putting numbing cream on my vagine.
Up my bum hole.
Not up my bum hole. Oh my God, no. The crack. Oh! Why did I go into such detail? You know what I mean? All around the areas you would have a Hollywood wax. I was debating putting numbing cream on that. That's a terrible idea. Please, nobody do that. But that's how sore I find it. So I rock up to this appointment and I think, here we go. Like, I have now entered hell. However, Francis, this isn't an ad, I pay like any normal person, gave me a hot wax, right? So it's this like pinky wax that she like paints on and then just pulls the wax off, as opposed to like having wax put on and then a strip and then they rip the strip off. This is life-changing. Like, oh my God, I have this wax tomorrow morning and I'm actually not dreading it. Like, yeah, it still hurts because you are yanking hairs out of probably the most sensitive part of your body, but completely bearable. life-changing. Guys, if you're getting a wax, make sure you get a hot wax. Because Frances actually said to me, because as she was doing it, I said, this is so much easier than I've ever had before. Like, normally I'm crying in pain, rocking about the bed. You're having to, like, pin my legs down. Like, I'm not an easy person to wax. But that time there, I was quite the champ. But even Frances said, she was like, when you get a strip wax, it's actually pulling, like, a layer of your skin off. Oh! Oh! No. No. Do not get a strip wax. I will simply not allow it, guys. Anyway, that's a really long story about how I remove hair from the lady garden. But on holiday, I just shave my armpits and shave my legs. But, like, you do go through that stubbly stage. Your armpits, like, well, my armpits anyway, they have days where they are, like, a wee bit stubbly, but you can't, you cannot shave every day. That must cause severe irritation. Do you know what I actually have, like, a kind of, I don't know if it's called a skin tag. I think it is. Under my armpit. This is gory, but sometimes it shaves off and comes back. So I can't shave every day. Like, I have this skin tag under my arm that prevents me from doing that. But body hair, like, is such a stress and pressure. Like, no, I will not go down to the pool with pubes, right? I'd rather not have long, hairy armpits and furry legs. But it's like, well, it's natural. Where am I going with this story? What I'm trying to say is, why do we put ourselves through excruciating pain? Why do we give ourselves rashes, razor bumps, cuts, whatever it is, just because you're on holiday? Like, I will kick about Glasgow with hairy legs. But the minute I'm in Spain, nut, shave, 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 shave. Why? So our final topic about holiday prep slash pressures is probably the worst one, but very much 100% something I buy into every single year, or every single holiday, should I say, and that is the holiday body. And again, sorry if anyone, like, feels, like, triggered by, like, body chat, weight chat, diet chat, then feel free to click off the podcast. Absolutely no hard feelings, but I will see you here this time next week, okay? From as young as I can remember, I'd say like 12, 13, I've always known that I need to look my best for holiday, which is fine to an extent. Like, obviously, it's good and beneficial to be healthy and whatnot. If you're in your bikinis every day, you want to feel good, but the pressure, speaking from experience, by the way, my own experience, and I suppose, like, my friends and stuff, the pressure we put on ourselves to look good for literally a holiday, which is, like, what, 5 days, 7 days, maybe 14 days, an absolute push, is just crazy. And the lengths and stress that people put themselves under just for such a small window of time, like, when you actually think about it, is totally nuts. But I totally buy into it myself. Like, I'm the top contender when it comes to this category. I think the worst time that I can remember was 2019. I went on quite a few holidays in 2019. Was really lucky girl to get away before the horrible pandemic started. But I remember then I was spending so much money, like, so much money that I simply could not really afford on personal trainers. I was saying no to nights out. I was counting every single last wee calorie that I consumed, all for my Ibiza body. Like, I remember saying, like, nah, Ibiza body. Like, yeah, I might not be coming to your birthday party, but Ibiza body. When you actually say that out loud and think about it, it's crazy. I was going to Ibiza then for 5 days. 5 days. Yeah, I felt this pressure and put this massive pressure on me every single day for what must have been about 4 or 5 months. The ridiculous thing is, I actually looked great at the time. I was really, really into the gym, probably in quite an unhealthy, addictive way, but regardless, I was really into the gym. I was dead strong, I was really toned, and I was genuinely fit. But the problem is, I was never ever pleased. I actually remember, like, I'll never forget this, I was taking progress pictures. It must have been like 2 or 3 days before I was flying out to Ibiza, took these pictures and I was sobbing. I don't know if I mentioned this in my body image episode I done in season one, but I was sobbing to Calum. I was so disappointed. I was so disheartened. I'd spent months and months of dieting, working out, spending all this money on a PT, and I hated what I seen. I was like, that's not the Ibiza body I had in mind. That's so sad and so crazy that our brains like allow us to think like that, or we allow our brains to think like that. Like, why? Your holiday is what you've worked hard for, saved up for, look forward to the whole year. It's time to relax, enjoy yourself, whatever it may be that you enjoy doing. Yeah, so many of us, like a lot of us, probably majority of at least younger people anyway, probably older people too, allow ourselves to feel stressed and go to extreme measures to look good. And it can totally take away from the excitement of your holiday. It's pretty ironic coming from me, because as I'm saying all this, I'm so guilty of it myself. Like, absolutely hold my hands up. I've been hammering the gym lately, really been watching what I eat, trying to cut out any shit, trying not to eat any gluten or dairy because I'll be bloated. And now my latest worry, something I'm worried about right now, going back to what I said earlier about drinking the peppermint tea, is bloating. I actually feel silly moaning about this, worrying about this, but I actually cannot help it. Like, this is what is like engraved into my mind, I suppose. So I'm doing my period whilst I'm away. Immediately, no. I was on my period when I was in Ibiza a couple of weeks ago. Hated it. Sore tummies, forgetting to change my tampon, worried to go in the pool. No, like it totally does take away from my experience. Probably just because I get my periods really bad, they're really heavy, really painful. People with lighter periods probably don't mind so much, but it's for me, no, we're not going on holiday in our period again. So I got prescribed this pill, and if you listen to contraception episode last season, you'll know that I can't really be on much contraception or anything due to my migraines. So I phoned up a doctor, explained the situation, don't want to be on my period. And she was like, no worries, we've got a tablet, perfect for you. I'll prescribe you this. It'll stop your period. You have to take it 3 times a day whilst you're away. When you come home, stop it. You'll get a period as normal. So I'm thinking, hunky-dory, easy days. Sounds like the absolute dream to me. Get the tablet. I'm speaking to people. People are saying, oh, one, that gives you the period from hell when you stop it. My periods are already hell, so I'm petrified to see how much worse they can get. But also, and as superficial as this is, people were saying it makes them really bloated. And that isn't something I should worry about. I shouldn't be thinking, no, I can't be bloated on holiday. Like, no, what if my belly looks slightly round in a bikini? But if I'm being genuinely honest, no filter, I do want a flat tummy. I do want a toned tummy. I do want to feel comfortable in my bikinis. I don't want a bloated tummy. I don't. Even though it should not matter. Even though I'm literally going to be in Ibiza with my best friends, partying, having the best time in the sun. I don't have to worry about bleeding. But I am allowing myself to worry over this bloated tummy. So I've started the tablets. I'm down in peppermint tea like there's no tomorrow. I've literally even packed peppermint tea bags in my case, all because I'm stressing about, am I going to be bloated? Am I going to be able to sort it? And it would, as embarrassed as I feel to say it, me being bloated in Ibiza would genuinely take away from my trip. It would really, really get to me. But why? Like, why? I feel like I'm having the argument with myself. Like, why do we let ourselves feel like that way just because we're on holiday? Like, I am a girl, or a woman, if you want to call me that, now that I'm 24, who does have periods, who does get bloated, who does have different shit on your body that can affect the way your body shape looks, it can affect your weight. But for some reason, I can't accept that. It's like, no, but I'm on holiday, so I need to look my best, feel my best. It's crazy. Holiday bodies, this, like, thing that we're all so sucked into, is so toxic. Like, so toxic. I actually remember before I went to Ibiza a few weeks ago, I was trying on bikinis for the first time all year. So I've not been anywhere to wear a bikini before that. And I've been very lucky, touch any wood, that I have felt quite confident and comfortable in my body for quite some time now, like a couple of years. I put on this bikini and I started crying. I started crying in the mirror, like, whoa, this isn't what I thought I was going to look like on holiday. And it's so sad and so toxic. Like, I don't look bad. I didn't look bad in Ibiza. But you get so stuck in your head for these holidays that it can literally tear you apart. It's so wild. It's horrible. I do wish and I do hope that, like, the holiday body is something we can move away from. But if I'm being totally honest, like, I just don't see that happening. Like, I don't think there's ever going to come a time where I go, yeah, fuck it, I don't care what I look like in a bikini on holiday. I don't see that. And it's a sad truth, but that is how I genuinely feel. Sorry, this has been a very doom and gloom episode. I've been quite excited about my holiday prep and now I've just made myself not look forward to it. But I thought it was something worth discussing. Isn't it mad? Isn't it mad what we do for a holiday? But on that note, I better wrap things up because I need to go get my lashes and eyebrows done. But I suppose to finish up, something that I would, you know, should start practicing what I preach is, remember you're going on holiday to have fun. Remember you have worked hard for this holiday, you've saved up for this holiday, you should be there doing whatever it is makes you happy. If that's eating 2 pizzas, 3 ice creams, not moving from your sun lounger to full time, do that. If it means going and you've not got your nails done, you've not got your eyelash done, you've not got your eyebrows done, who cares? That is what I want to get to and I hope we can get to. But for now, it feels like holiday prep is definitely there. Other people might listen to this and be like, nah, I enjoy holiday prep. I think there's nothing wrong with it. It's really fun. It's really enjoyable. And good for you if you do think that. But I can't help but feel this, like, overwhelming pressure for holidays, and I wish it wasn't there so much. And I do appreciate having fun nails, feeling all glam, feeling all good with your head and hair and eyebrows and eyelashes done, because naturally that does make you feel so good, and I'm really glad these services are here, and I love looking at my case full of new clothes, but I also just wish we didn't... I wish we didn't feel such a need to do it, and I wish we didn't put ourselves under that pressure to achieve these holiday standards. Guys, I'm going to wrap it up here. I don't really know if this has made any sense. I feel like I've kind of just come on and had a bit of a rant. I like to, like, feel like when I finish recording that my podcast made sense, and I feel like this didn't really. I feel like the idea I had in my head was much better than what I've just rambled into this microphone. But anywho, I am off to do the holiday prep, believe it or not, Mrs. Hypocrite. And I'm really, really enjoyed, really, really excited, sorry should I say, for Ibiza. Woohoo! And on that note, guys, next week, because I'm going to Ibiza for a week, the podcast will be delayed. However, I'm not skipping a week. No, 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 no. We do not do that in season 2. So you can expect next week's episode, maybe the Friday, maybe the Saturday, whenever I get around to recording it. And obviously I need to give time to Tom to edit. But you're going to hear all about Ibiza. Woo! This was the stressful prep. Sorry if I sound like a down in the dumps. I don't like being down in the dumps. And I'm not. But I just thought it was something worth discussing. Right, stop explaining yourself, Megan. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to catch you all up on Ibiza. I hope everyone is having a lovely Wednesday. It's hump day when you're listening to this. I hope everyone's excited for whatever they have planned this summer. Thank you for listening. As always, remember to follow at Rollercoaster Podcast on Instagram to get updated, get involved, blah, 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 blah. And I will see you next week. I love you. Goodbye. Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.